Welcome to Orthodox Life with Father Jason Roll, who will speak with Orthodox young adults and emerging leaders to discuss contemporary moral issues and teachings of the faith.
Hey everyone, let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ our Heavenly Father, we ask that you open our hearts and minds as we continue to do our best to become stronger on our spiritual journey and grow closer to you, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. When I was in college learning about communication, I remember a story about a couple who was seeing a psychologist. The psychologist asked the husband, "How do you express love to your wife?" The husband said, "Well, I tell her I love her all the time." The wife then turned to her husband and said, "But you never show me." And he replied to her, "But I tell you all the time." She then said, "But you never show me." The psychologist then said, "You know, do both of you see that there is a breakdown in communication?" And they both replied independently, "Yes, but he or she is not listening to me." Now, it doesn't matter if you're married or, you know, what have you, like this couple, but how many of you can relate to this type of conversation? That there are times when those around us we care about just don't seem to be listening. And better yet, they aren't understanding what it is that we're trying to say. It's really easy for us to be confused by words, yet it is words that help us communicate instantly, or at least on the surface. However, when one shows how they feel with actions, we seem to get the truth about their feelings right away by the depth that actions offer. Let me give you another example. One day, my oldest son was telling me about this new video game he was playing. He went on and on about its particulars and what it's about and how you do it, and even imitated the explosions and noises that the game made. And I got lost within 2 minutes of its concept. Well, he got frustrated because he was reading my body language and saw that I wasn't starting to pay attention. And he just asked me, "You know, Dad, can I just show you?" You know, I smiled and agreed. And although it sounded boring and confusing at first, I have to admit, it was fun to watch. And then I decided to try it. And then next thing you know, I'm downloading it on my iPhone to play it during times when I'm sitting on the bus going to work or I'm in a waiting room or what have you. The point is this. Sometimes we have to realize that words aren't always an effective way of communicating. And communication is a key component in any relationship. That sometimes we understand better by seeing than hearing, or by doing in addition to listening. Think about it. Sometimes the best lessons in love are by expressions and actions and not by words. Now let me take it a different route, but is similar in the end. The last job I had before I entered the seminary, I was involved in this 2-week intensified training course that was set in a classroom. It had study materials and tests were administered, you know, very similar to school or, you know, a classroom setting. And I can't tell you one thing I learned in those 2 weeks, but I can tell you that once I was out in the field applying what I did learn in the classroom, it was only then when those lessons came to life for me and everything came to fruition. Similarly, you know, one might feel that way about a language. You can take 5 years to learn Greek, but you won't learn the language fluently or in a conversation until you are fully immersed in speaking that language on a day-to-day basis. You know, I took French all through high school, but couldn't hold a conversation for the life of me right now. Why? I don't know. I studied it. You know, why can't I use it? The teacher was talking to me. You know, we took tests. I used to goof off with some of the words with my friends and sentences. Why don't I still have it in me? Well, because think about it. After all these years, I never use it. I stopped using it. I stopped putting those words into action. Again, the lesson is this. We can talk and try and study until we are blue in the face with words, But it really isn't until we put those words into action, until we truly learn, or it truly becomes a part of what we feel or what's in our heart, and it's easy to then express. Our faith is no different. God gave us our voice so that we can talk and express our feelings through a verbal form of communication. However, you know, I can cite so much scripture that tells us it's our faith in action or our deeds that truly shows Christ what is in our hearts. You know, it truly shows Christ and reveals to Him what is the truth in our hearts. One key verse that I can use to make this point. It's short but profound, and it summarizes this very understanding. It is in 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, and it reads, "Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." Short but profound. Let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. So by our deeds, it shows the truth of what we feel. It's kind of like it connects the dots. Our actions show what we're truly saying, and it gives us depth to how we really feel. My friends, it is imperative that we tell people we love them. Don't get me wrong. Or it's equally imperative that we tell God that we love Him. But as we're learning here in these examples and in this scripture, it is crucial that we show those around us and our Lord in heaven by our actions. It is in our deeds that reveal the truth in our hearts. If I tell you I love you, day in and day out, year after year, it becomes shallow over time if I don't show you or express it by my actions. I tell my wife I love her every day, but if I don't show her by helping with the children, or bringing her flowers on a holiday, or taking care of her when she is sick, then my actions don't reveal what is in my heart. I can talk the talk, but I gotta walk the walk. I'm sure you can think of many examples in your own life. When a friend tells you that, you know, you mean the world to them, or you're my best friend, or I wouldn't be anywhere without you, your friendship means so much to me, etc., etc. However, when push comes to shove, or in times of need, or tragedy, or some point in your relationship where you could use a friend or someone who loves you, they may not be there for you. These are sad times, but they're defining moments. I don't think it necessarily means that they don't love you, or maybe in certain situations, they just didn't know how to respond. However, it makes you question what is in their hearts if they don't even try. And I challenge that with my own self. In times where I don't know how to respond, I have to at least try. I wouldn't want for a second that person I say I love, or that person I tell I love, to not think that I don't want to at least try to help where I may feel helpless. This understanding is similar with God. You know, we can pray every day to communicate with Him, and we should be. And we can tell others we're devout Christians, and we try our best to lead a Christian life. And we thank God for all the blessings in our life. And again, that's okay to do. We should do that. But if we aren't trying to love our neighbor, we're not praying for our enemies, we're not allowing ourselves to be patient, you know, with those who disagree with us, then we aren't showing God that we love Him. How can God possibly survey the depth of our love if we aren't even willing to try and help those in need? The verse in 1 John is indeed profound, and it just makes me think of that couple in my example from college. You know, this husband loves his wife, I'm sure of it. And he does tell her all the time, which is a great step in the right direction, and he should. Or at least tell her he loves her, you know, as often as he feels. But if he doesn't listen to his wife in that session and hear that by not showing her that she doesn't feel loved, then he isn't really understanding that his actions speak louder than his words. My friends, in life, we need to show those around us and that are in our care that we love them by using fewer words and more actions. And again, with God, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but it is just no different. I'm trying to draw the parallel with what we do in life is affecting our relationship with Christ. You know, by all means, pray. And in all things, thank God. But please, we must show God we believe in Him and love Him unconditionally by loving our neighbor. You know, and constantly finding opportunities to live a Christian life. Not talk about living a Christian life, but actually finding these opportunities to show that we live or are trying to live a Christian life. So He believes that we love Him in our hearts. And if in our hearts we truly do love God, then our actions won't require too much effort to show those around us we love them and in turn love God simultaneously. May we all remember that by expressing love and kindness to all those around us, without even saying a word, truly does show our Father in heaven that we love Him as well. Only then will we be communicating what is truly in our hearts. And a healthy combination of words and action is truly the best form of communication. Let's close with a prayer. Christ, our Heavenly Father, we thank You for this time together and ask that You help us stay spiritually healthy as we try to understand how to communicate by our actions more so than our words. We humbly ask for Your help. Please give us the opportunity to show our love by our actions in addition to our words so that everyone around us sees how much we love them and in turn, how much we love You. We realize this is a difficult task, but we hope to continue to take baby steps towards this continual struggle and grow closer to You. We kindly ask again that You reveal in our hearts Your will and the discernment necessary to continue a healthy Orthodox life. Amen. If you have any questions for me, please email olwfj@myocn.net. And until next time, live Orthodoxy every minute, every day, the best you can. God bless.
You've been listening to Orthodox Life with Father Jason Roll. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.